Do you believe in ghosts?
Hello, welcome back to Ghost Stories, the podcast. It's been a few weeks over the holidays and the new year. I hope you all had a very good one. We're very rested up here. I'm back a week later than initially expected, but I just thought for me it'd be good to take the time. It's been a busy one in my life. We're just getting ready to move house. So we're sold ours and moving to a newer one. We'll all finally be able to set up a bit more of a studio to make recording easier instead of sitting in random rooms of the house where I can avoid my son being noisy. And also expecting a second child, so maybe the noise won't subside anymore, but that's in May time. So yeah, it's all very much go on my side. So I'm going to try and push out as much content as I can before the new arrival, because I'll probably take another break there come end of May when the baby's due, but I'm sure you can all understand that. So before we get to this week's story, I want to give another special hello to our Patreon listeners. If you do want to hear these episodes early, jump over to our Patreon page and drop as low as a buck and you will get them a few days beforehand. I'm also looking to a few additional rewards and stuff and offers we can do for all you that subscribe. But otherwise, yeah, we'll continue to put stuff out normally every Thursday, so 2 weeks from today's if you're listening on Thursday. But let's get down to this week's episodes. It's a short and sweet one from a listener. Now, I appreciate she spelled her name phonetically for me, because sometimes I could butcher these. So it's Stacey. I hope I've pronounced your name right. If not, I apologize, even though you've written it that way for me. But yeah, if you send a story in and you're a bit worried about my pronunciation of your name, I always appreciate, yeah, like the phonetic spelling. That's amazing. And this is a story about when she worked in a care facility when she was 18 years old, and some very spooky going ons. And I get a lot of stories about working in residential care facilities and stuff like that. I have a lot of respect for people who work in those jobs. I don't think I'd be able to do it myself, but it's a great service to get involved in, and obviously helping people. But also some of the stories that come out of them are very interesting. I could probably do a whole special on stories from kind of residential care. So if you have any more, feel free to get in touch through our website or our Facebook page. But otherwise, yes, stick around for Stacey's story. It's called Her Daughter Did It. I'm sure you'll enjoy it very much. So here we go. The first story of 2020. Her Daughter Did It. So when I was about 18 years old, I got a job working in a residential care facility on the NOC shift. You might better know it as the graveyard shift, working at night. Now, this is my first time working in the medical field, and evidently my first time working a graveyard shift of any kind. And I've been warned by staff that strange things can happen at night, so admittedly, I was pretty nervous. From some of the stories I heard, one time, a trash can caught fire while my coworker was just standing next to it, seemingly with no explanation. Another time, a resident could be heard speaking with a, we'll call a man, even though she was completely alone in her room. But I don't actually believe in ghosts, so I chalked it up to people being tired, overworked, and maybe just bored. So anyway, there was this woman, we'll call her Ruth, and she was notorious for staying up all night to watch the Sci-Fi Channel. Not understanding that sci-fi stood for science fiction, she would often call us into her room screaming because aliens were coming or giant caterpillars were invading and whatnot. We'd calm her down, for her to turn the TV back on, get a new fictional fear, and start the process all over again. And this happened almost every night. Well, one night, Ruth's story changed completely from science fiction to something a little more realistic. She started saying that her daughter was coming to her room, and she was saying terrible things to her. Now, this seemed especially odd, as her daughter was alive, well, and visited regularly, and they got on along fine as far as I could tell. However, certain medication mixed with lack of sleep can cause some serious delusions, so we just assumed she was experiencing some of the side effects. So one night she was screaming non-stop. Seconds after I'd calm her down, she would just call me back into the room and say that her daughter was back, and kept coming back every time I walked away. I thought to myself, oh, how convenient. So after turning her light off and leaving her room, I turned off my walkie-talkie so I can listen more clearly, and I stood next to her bedroom, waiting for her to start screaming again so I could turn around and tell her I was standing there the whole time, and there was nothing to fear. Sure enough, without delay, she began whispering and saying, I'll call her back. You can't hurt me. She'll come help me. I turned to open the door, getting ready to turn her light back on to reassure her and stop dead in my tracks. When I heard a second voice respond, no one wants to help you, Mom. I peered into the room, and sure enough, I saw a woman with wild dark brown hair standing over Ruth, hands on hips and a nasty look on her face. I couldn't see her face perfectly, but I could tell she looked an awful lot like Ruth's daughter, just younger and a bit thinner. I looked to my left of the light and immediately flipped the switch just in time to catch her running into the bathroom. I called on my walkie-talkie, forgetting it was turned off, then chased after her. The room was literally just an adjacent bathroom, so it took me about 5 strides to reach it, only to find an empty room with nothing out of place. There were no windows in the bathroom, no means of escape. I tried my best to turn to logic and reasoning. Maybe I was just too tired. Maybe I'd had too much caffeine trying to stay awake. Maybe it was a character on the TV and I thought it was an actual person. Or maybe I was partying too hard the night before. I was freshly 18 after all. After everything happened, I had 2 days off and I spent those 2 days thinking about Ruth. Her daughter was alive, so clearly this was a decline in her mental stability. But what about my own? And since I worked the night shift, I really didn't check residence files unless there was a drastic change in cognition or a medical change. But I decided to check her file when I got back to see what her official diagnosis was. I'm not sure what I was expecting to find, just answers to who she was, I guess. I went into work early and cracked open her file and began reading. Everything seemed pretty normal as far as mental health goes. Like most of us, she had some issues with depression, and that's when I saw it. Ruth had been diagnosed with a major depressive disorder after she lost her daughter 22 years ago. There wasn't a picture attached and I couldn't find anything in previous newspapers. This was before smartphones, so I couldn't Google Ruth's history on the spot. I didn't even have the daughter's name or anything to do more sleuthing. But the girl I saw the previous night did appear to look just like Ruth's living daughter. I never walked into her room alone again after that night. Sometimes I walked by a room, I could hear someone else besides Ruth speaking, but I never looked into the room. I would just stand outside silently looking at the ground. I would radio my coworkers to check it out. Now, a bit more about Ruth. She was about 400 pounds and couldn't stand or walk because of it. Unfortunately, she had too many other health issues, one being a fractured leg, and she was never able to lose the weight. This meant she couldn't run from her daughter when she came into her room or even get out of bed. So there was one night where I heard Ruth screaming much more loudly than usual. My coworker and I sprinted to her room only to find Ruth on the opposite of the room, on the floor, still under her blankets. The guardrails in her bed were still up, so it was all very confusing, and she just kept muttering to herself, "My daughter did it. My daughter did it. My daughter did it." It was all too stressful, so I decided to quit shortly after. Ooh, that was a spooky tale when I read it. Like I said, short and sweet, to the point, and very unusual. And I can understand why Stacey decided to maybe call it a day in that job. She didn't say she still works in care, but I'm sure she found something else thereafter. But thank you very much for sending in the story. Now to the usual admin. If you've not already, drop a subscribe. Click the subscribe button and drop us a review. Those 5-star reviews keep us going up in rankings and moving up. You know, just before kind of Christmas time, we hit 800,000 listens, which has just blown me away, and that's because of all you lot. So in the next few months, we should hopefully be hitting the million mark, so I need to think of something to do to celebrate, and you subscribing and listening and dropping reviews really helps promote us to that point where we continue to hit those numbers. It's just it's amazing. I'm kind of speechless when I see the analytics of the podcast and the messages you all send in. So thank you very much. And if you do want to get in touch with us or follow updates, I recommend following our Facebook page. Just search for Ghost Stories, the podcast on Facebook, and you'll find us. I will give you a heads up. I've been a bit slow at updating it. I did delete Facebook over the Christmas period, which meant I got very much used to not using Facebook. So whilst I was bad at sharing stuff before, you can imagine I've gotten even worse. So I'm going to try and get back into the swing of things and start updating it a bit more often. And finally, if you do want to get our stories a bit earlier and support us a bit more, don't get me wrong, the support of just listening, tuning in, liking, following, and all that is enough. But if you want to go that, do that extra bit, you can go to our Patreon page. So again, search for Ghost Stories, the podcast. And for as little as a dollar, you can get the stories a few days early. And we're going to look at a few additional benefits for members as well, and maybe some special behind closed doors episodes to thank you all of that. You know, just give you a bit more than early content. But yeah, that should be coming in later in the year. But yeah, that's it from us. Stacey, thank you very much for sending the story. It was very very creepy and entertaining. And like I say, if anyone else has any more, feel free to send them in. Otherwise, we will see you in a couple weeks. That's all from us, and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?